Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
All right, let's get to our friend Griff Jenkins, Fox News correspondent up in D.C., because he gets to listen to this craziness every day. Griff, how are you?
Mark, good morning. Let me just immediately be the first to point out for journalistic accuracy that Joe Biden is nothing even closely resembling Jumpin' Jack Flash.
Yeah, that's true. I'm pretty sure, and I could be wrong, that Carl played Crossfire Hurricane, because I heard earlier, maybe we can talk a little bit about this as well, I think you've covered it, is that Donald Trump left the White House and tried to declassify some of the information related to Operation Crossfire Hurricane, which was the fake Russian collusion investigation, and that's what the FBI was after when they raided his house in Mar-a-Lago. Now, that's all speculation, but I think that's why we played that song.
As an amazing producer and someone who started their career producing the Ali North show in the 90s, I think that was a brilliant theme. I just simply had to point out that there is nothing. I mean, I was at the White House yesterday, right? And so we get to see the White House feed of these events. And I was doing a hit, so I couldn't be in the East Room where he was. But look, you had John Stewart there, half of the cabinet, Secretary Mayorkas. You got Pete Buttigieg. You know, it was a huge celebration event, and I wasn't in the East Room, but I was watching it from our White House booth, and, you know, he's just not Jumpin' Jack Flash. There's actually no excitement. He's literally got this doddering thing where he walked past two cabinet members. You could actually see on camera, and if anyone ever calls me out on it, I'll try and find the video to show you, but he shakes Schumer's hand, goes a little bit to the left, comes back, and shakes his hand again. Schumer's got a perplexed look on his face, wondering, like, I just shook your hand. And, you know, I make fun of it, but in jest, because here's the thing you're missing, right? Joe Biden has gotten more legislative wins in less than 2 years than Obama or Clinton did more or less in their entire 8 years. I mean, he's passed this Inflation Reduction Act, which is erroneously named because it's anything but an inflation reducer. It's a huge climate deal. They apparently don't want to call it what it is. But if you're a liberal that cares about the climate, it was a huge win. They did the PACT Act for veterans. They did the CHIPS Act. I mean, like, he's done the bipartisan gun law. He's done all of this stuff. And yet he's up there going, one number, zero, which makes no sense. No one is feeling zero inflation. You might have an unchanged inflation rate month to month, but it's 8.5% compared to last year, and nobody's feeling good about it.
Right.
He's just simply unlike any other modern day president. And maybe it's because of his age. I don't know. He just lacks the charisma, the poetic ability to communicate to the nation. And this is like a quarterback that, if you look at it legislatively, has won like the last six games, and yet it's just flat.
Well,
and,
you know,
by the way, add in the raid now, and it's a disaster.
Kamala Harris tried to make the same argument. They clearly gave them both the same talking points in hopes they probably did manage to distract a few people with that. What? They fixed inflation in 1 month? It went from 8.4% to zero? But, you know, to me, Griff, tell me if I'm wrong here. The argument for carbon tax credits, the left always makes this. You know, if we could just get carbon tax credits, where if somebody's got some space left over at the end of the month and they didn't use all of their carbon allotment, they can sell that space to another company that overused their carbon allotment, and then the government makes money off of it and everybody feels better. But it didn't reduce the amount of carbon going into the air. That's the same argument here. The inflation rate didn't change month to month, but it certainly didn't go down to zero. It's the same inflation rate.
Well, that's right. It's still 8.5% compared to last year.
Right.
And wages, which, you know, we've got an increase in of employment and wages, but it's still 5.2%. So if you do the math, you will see that wages, that inflation is grossly still outpacing wages. And that means, for those of us that are not economists, layman Americans, it means that you have less money.
Yes.
And that's why that argument, it's a snapshot, and we shouldn't even be laughing, but for how bad the pain is at the gas pump and the grocery store and everywhere else you go. But it's a real snapshot indication, I think, Mark, of a White House communications team that is grossly out of touch with the American people and what they're feeling in the reality of their economy, the economy around their kitchen table with their husband, wife, and kids.
Well, please, when you get a chance, tell your coworker Peter Ducey up there. He's done the country a great service, because on a regular basis, he proves to everyone just how bad Corinne Jean-Pierre is at that job. I mean, nobody else in there seems to push her on some of this stuff, and Peter ties her in knots.
He does a great job. I will pass that along. And I was just with him yesterday. And, you know, I think Peter would tell you if he were on this call, he's no, you know, rocket scientist with gotcha questions. He's just conveying the real perception of these various things across America, and asking her to, you know, weigh in on it. And she has proven that has been a challenge to effectively communicate the president's position on that. And meanwhile, you know, let's get into the raid just for one second, because you've got me on this communications tangent.
Sure.
And I was just having a conversation with one of my colleagues this morning. You know, if I took the most fervent Donald Trump supporter, and then I took the most fervent AOC progressive tree-hugging liberal, and sat the two of them in a room and locked the door, the only thing they wouldn't black and bloody each other and fight and kick and scream about is transparency. Americans of all stripes, of all political backgrounds, want transparency in our government. And here we are now. The raid was on Monday. I'm talking to you on Thursday morning, and this DOJ, Attorney General Merrick Garland, Christopher Wray, FBI director, was asked about it, said, no, I can't talk about it. They want to know, the American people just deserve to know, wait, why was the most aggressive law enforcement action ever taken against a former president carried out? Now, granted, we don't have, for those of us old enough to remember, the Elian Gonzalez images of armed guys kicking in, grabbing the Cuban kid. But on the other hand, we've now got Trump attorneys, you know, saying 30 plus agents were turning the place upside down and we weren't allowed to be there. And so I think, you know, regardless of your politics, everyone will agree that there is some deserved transparency here in this administration, this White House communications team, who should be leading on it, should be putting real pressure on DOJ and others to say, hey, we can't, we owe it at least to, you know, the transparency angle, to put something out so that people have an understanding. And at the very least, the magistrate judge that signed the affidavit that led to the warrant, put it out there.
Yeah, no, I agree. I talked to Christina Bob earlier, the president's attorney, and, you know, she said that there's nothing mentioned in the warrant. It was very weak, in her words, the wording of it. And she didn't know what they were could possibly have been after. But you have to wonder now. I understand Judicial Watch and a few others have challenged this in court, right, to get to the underlying affidavit.
Well, correct. And, you know, look, I mean, to get a search warrant, and I'm not a lawyer either, not an economist or a lawyer, but listen, I'm just giving you all kinds of advice. But, you know, you don't need the third party that you're going to search to sign off on these things, right? You go to the judge, it's ex parte, and so they get the warrant. But it's driven by an affidavit signed by the magistrate judge in this case that says, okay, this bar was met to have cause, probable cause, that they need to take this heavier approach, heavy-handed, if you will, approach beyond a just simple subpoena.
Well,
we don't have any answers on that, and we don't even have an administration attempting to try and give us some context for it, even if you're not going to give us the exact affidavit.
The pressure is going to continue to grow on that, I'm sure. Griff Jenkins, listen, always great having you on, my friend. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Mark. Have a great week.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. Griff Jenkins from Fox News. Love getting him on here. He covers all of this stuff up there in D.C.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.